This episode was sponsored by Critical Dice and the Endless Bag of Dice.
Welcome to the Compendium, a resource designed to help you spend less time learning D&D and more time actually playing. But as you mentioned, usually, and this was actually kind of another question on here, is like, how often should you have combat encounters during, you know, a session or something like that? Usually you should have two or three combat scenarios in between long rests. And so by the time that you're getting towards those last ones, I mean, again, depending on your homebrew story, there's lots of variables here. This is just very like a cookie cutter concept here. Yeah. But by that last one, your party should be low on spell slots. They should be low on hit dice. There should be some areas where they're now going to have to start thinking more strategically, because they're kind of getting to the point that if they get hit too much, they could actually, like, their character could die. Mm-hmm. And so you could structure it where, you know, maybe the first two encounters of the night or of the, you know, D&D 24-hour day aren't that challenging. They're just fun. You just throw some stuff at them to get the, you know, the players warmed up. But then as you go on, the last one or two before the long rest, that's where you start to kind of throw in some strategic maneuvers or some other things. And so it's not necessarily just about combat. You have to think before and after about where they're going to be, their character is going to be at kind of in this situation.
Yeah, exactly. And so often people don't build their kind of narrative arcs with a lot of obstacles. I don't really want to say like combats, but just obstacles. That could be traps, that could be social interactions, that can be combat. Mm-hmm. And they're like, wow, like this is just really underpowered. And you're like, yeah, but there's supposed to be four of those before they got to the long rest. And they're like, oh, I did two. No wonder. So if you know you're only going to do two, crank that thing up, man. You know? Right. And then also take that into account that if you want to have, you know, if they're fighting, like if they've had like four encounters with kind of really easy combatants, like, you know, goblins or something, that means that they've been slowly worn down a little mm-hmm. bit, but not pronouncedly, and they're feeling pretty good about themselves. And then the BBEG is just a Demi-Lich, and you're like, oh, okay, I'm in danger now. Yeah. So you can crank that and kind of balance shift that for dramatic effect too, which is really a lot of fun, where they're like, all right, this is easy. And then you're like, well, I have all these other, you know, challenge rating points left over for the final battle. I'm going to put them all in one big thing, you know. So there's a lot of ways to do that, but yeah.
Right. A person who's really good at making combat exciting is Chris Solo. With the
yeah.
He really does a yeah. good job. I always enjoyed his combat setups.
Yeah, I mean, think
that's actually a good point too, is watch other people. Like, go online mm-hmm. and watch D&D games or listen to D&D podcasts where people are playing and just see what they do and how it works out, and then just kind of absorb that knowledge.
Yeah, exactly.
There are other DMs out there than Matt Mercer, and he is a yeah. fantastic specimen, but I will say there are the way that he facilitates combat is very descriptive and intense. However, I will say there's a lot of other DMs out there that I will say are better at the whole combat, you know, keeping it interesting, keeping it challenging. Mm-hmm. So just keep that in mind.
Thanks for equipping the Compendium. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast if you haven't done so already, since new episodes are published every Tuesday and Friday, or Monday and Thursdays if you guys are a patron on our Patreon account. If you enjoy listening each week, a great way to help support the show outside of contributing to Patreon is just by sharing a link to this episode with a friend. We hope to see you back in a few days for our next episode, where we will be continuing our discussion, delving further into the wonderful world of D&D.